Second date update.
This is a show first for us, and I don't know if it's a good thing.
Uh-oh.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
We like not good things, so tell us, Jeff.
Well, just a couple months ago, we did an update with a guy named Daniel,
okay,
who told us that he was still together with the girl from his original second date call.
Yeah?
Even though he did catch her making out with another woman at a bar.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
Remember, like, she claimed it wasn't cheating
because
it's a girl on a girl thing.
Yeah.
He wasn't so sure, but they decided to stick it out. Well, that didn't last very long.
Okay.
Because now he's back out on the open market needing our help once again.
Let me guess. She's in a relationship with a woman that she made out with.
Who knows? But Daniel, I am so sorry to welcome you back to the show. I was hoping we would never hear from you again, honestly.
Yeah, it's a dubious honor, guys.
What happened with the last woman that you were with?
So, good news, bad news. Good news, she's not with the girl she made out with.
Okay.
Bad news is I saw her at a bar making out with two other guys.
Mm.
Oh.
She's like,
but that's not, it's not cheating when there's two of them.
Yeah.
That's just fine.
Yeah,
you can't fall in love with both.
Right?
Yeah, that's math. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the issue. She kisses a lot.
That was finally the straw that broke it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. If it wasn't, that would say more about me. So, yeah, no, it's not how I roll, but we're still friends. She's very cool. She's very fun.
Well, clearly.
Yeah, she sounds
fun. Puts even Brooke to shame. Doesn't know how to respond. But
I mean, impressive that you can still be friends with her. Good for you.
Yeah.
That's a mature thing to do.
That's cool.
And sounds like you've moved on to somebody else. Who's the new person?
I have. So this new person I met in kind of a strange way. I was getting off a plane at the airport and I pulled up Uber and I wasn't really looking at what I was doing. Mm-hmm. And instead of ordering a regular Uber, I ordered an Uber pool.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I've done that by accident. Sometimes it suggests the cheapest thing to you.
Oh, I would have canceled that like immediately.
Yeah, that was usually
Jeff
you.
Is like, oh, my God.
Other
conversations
people?
With another person
not.
I don't know.
Yes, pay the $50.
Yeah. I'll walk home instead.
But, oh, my God. What are the chances you get a hot girl in your
Seriously.
Uber pool?
Yeah.
Was she hot?
Well, she was because I was going to cancel it. But then it said Harper is on the way. And, you know, there's a tiny little bubble. But I was like, well, let's roll the dice on life and see what happens.
So
it was great. She was nice. It wasn't too awkward at the beginning.
Did she accidentally also do the Uber pool and was confused when you got in?
Yeah.
No, she meant to do it. So, you know, frugality, I respect it.
Anywhere else outside of the airport, you're not getting a good looking person sharing that car with you. You really got lucky.
Yeah, airports are long drives. So.
They're okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, that gave you guys to connect and get to know each other then, right?
Yeah, and actually, like, the second she got in the car, I was like, I know you from somewhere.
What?
And she kind of laughed, and I was like, no, I didn't request this Uber knowing I would see you, but I also couldn't figure out where I knew her from.
Did she recognize you?
No, she definitely does not know me, but...
Wait, was that a line, or did you really think you recognized her?
No, I really did, and I kept saying, this isn't a pickup, but I feel like I know you from somewhere, and I kept listing off the places where I thought I could know her,
Okay, hold on, this is important. Yeah. Where did you say you may have known her? Because I'm hoping you were like, oh, it's Fashion Magazine, or like something complimentary,
I can't just be like a grocery store.
Oh, no, you should compliment her. Be like, oh, I've seen you on a billboard, right?
Not like, I'm pretty sure you work at the Dollar Tree.
Yeah, that doesn't work for a
I just listed off a couple of parties that I had been at. Like, maybe she was a friend of a friend. Threw out a couple of names.
Did you happen to make out with a girl at a bar one time while I was present?
Oh, my God.
That
would be... I didn't even think about that, Jeffrey. If it was the woman that your girlfriend made out with. Was it?
Hopefully not. So
I would definitely remember that girl, but no, it wasn't.
Now I know when you look familiar.
Okay, so how did you know her?
I never figured it out. And I was going deep. I was going like, maybe it was summer camp, like when I was a kid, nothing.
Oh, my God.
Did you spend 25 minutes listing off places?
Not 25, but yeah, sure, 20, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Did you actually go out with her on a real date, or was the Uber ride the entire experience?
No, so here's the thing. I wound up finding a lot about her just because she would tell me what she actually did when I would ask, you know, guess a wrong one.
Oh, no.
And then when they were about to drop me off, I was like, I've got to figure this out. is there like a bar we can go to? And she said, yeah, wow. There's actually a bar around the corner. And
wait, she agreed to it?
Asked her out.
She wasn't tired of
it. I know, I'm with you, Alexis. I would have been exhausted from all the questioning. Yeah.
We were actually like laughing about it. And it was really fun. It was really like really casual.
Okay. Right. I wonder if she knew, because you feel like it'd be fun if you know the answer and the other person doesn't. That's the only way I'd put
maybe,
up with it.
Or maybe she like didn't want to admit that she knew him from somewhere. And maybe that's why she's not calling you back after all of this. Like,
yeah, but they went to a bar together, right?
Oh, yeah. We did, and we had a great time, and this is the question. I don't understand why she hasn't responded to the text I sent. Like, I get it. It's a weird meeting, but it was also kismet. Like, I turned the encounter into a date.
Yeah,
maybe she thought about
amazing.
It and was like, oh, you're my ex-husband.
Yeah.
And then remembered, oh, yeah, it didn't work out.
And
before.
He doesn't recall that?
And he doesn't remember.
Or maybe it was the 200 follow-up texts about was it here? Was it there? Was it this? Was it that?
Maybe it's I'm your future husband.
That sounds like a Dr. Seuss book.
But we're going to find out because we're going to call Harper for you here in just a minute. We'll try and figure out where you know her from, if that's true, and get you a second date update right after this.
Thank you.
All right, hold on, man. Second date update. Today's second date update is sponsored by Uberpool.
Yay!
Want to ride with a hot stranger?
Uh-huh.
You got a 1 in 10,000 chance that'll actually happen. But just make sure you're near an airport and then roll the dice with Uberpool.
Yeah!
And okay. I bring that up because that's exactly what happened with our listener, Daniel, recently, who's actually been on with us before for a second date. Mm-hmm. He's back again, and this time he met a very pretty girl named Harper because they had a ride share together back from the airport. The majority of their conversation was dominated by, hey, don't I know you from somewhere?
Oh, my God. And then guessing how many places he could put her.
For about 20 straight minutes happened.
But he said they were having fun with it, and she was laughing.
Otherwise, she wouldn't have agreed to go to drinks with him at the bar afterwards.
Yeah, yeah.
And ask more questions about where.
Uh-huh. So she knew what she was signing up for.
So there was hope, but now there's nothing. And that's why we're stepping in to help. Brooke, what do you think?
I don't know. Did you guys ever even get to the point of, is she single?
Oh,
that's a good question. Did you ask that?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
So she's married, and now we get it. Okay, well, guys, no need to call. Well.
These are important questions that we need to ask.
But nobody asked, not even him.
But
there were more important questions.
Yeah.
You're just trying to find out how you know
her. And honestly, she probably never would have gone out with you to the bar if she was with somebody else. That wouldn't be a good look
for her. Unless
he's
friends with her husband.
And that's how they know. You're my husband's boss. I have to do that. Okay. Well, now we have some guesses. Let's get some definitive answers when we call her right now. You ready to do this, Daniel?
Yeah, and, you know, I never really thought of that, so that could be the truth. Anything's possible at this point.
Wow.
Yeah,
that is true. Anything is possible with Uberpool.
Oh. Again, we're actually not getting paid for this.
No, get your discount code with somebody else's name. Uberpool.
Okay. Uberpool advertise. Do they not advertise regularly?
No,
they
don't.
Just the pool part.
No. Anyway, we got to call Harper here. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, we're looking for Harper.
This is she. Who's this?
Hey, Harper, this is your lucky day because you're talking to Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning right now.
Hey, mm-hmm. Harper.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Feel like I know you, Harper.
Who is this?
Don't start that.
We're a radio show.
That sounds familiar, right, Brooke?
Yeah. We're on in the mornings. We're called Brooke and Jeffrey, and we're doing something called a second date update. We're trying to hook you back up with one of our listeners that you met recently named Daniel.
Okay.
Daniel.
This Daniel that you met riding home in an Uber pool together.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Were you shocked when an attractive guy got in the car?
Yeah, sure.
Whatever you say.
I don't know. It's always a question when you do an Uber pool, right? Who are you going to get stuck with? But
No, and sorry to like bombard you with all these questions, but what we're trying to do is like help Daniel figure out if you guys had a connection, because he felt like there was something going on between you two in the Uber ride and at the bar that night.
Did you feel that at all?
Yeah, I did.
I don't believe her.
I know it may have been hard to get that because he was asking you a lot of questions about if he knew you from somewhere before.
Yeah. And I really genuinely didn't know what he was talking about. Like, we were, ran through, like, the full list of all of the potential, like.
So you didn't know him?
I did know him, and I didn't realize it until I got home.
What?
And, like, unpacking, what? And then it hit me.
You figured it out. I can't believe it.
You figured it out. We've been dying to know, because he said he spent, like, 20 minutes just questioning you over and over again.
And I don't think he ever figured it out.
Serenading you with guesses.
Clearly, he wasn't even asking the right questions. Yeah. It clicked for you? You didn't tell him?
No, I didn't, because it was back in college, so it's been a while.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
No wonder he had a hard time remembering.
Yeah. He was a student. I was a TA.
A TA.
Oh.
Okay. That's not a big deal. Like, TAs are like grad students. They're like maybe
I want to hear what happened, though.
Okay, sorry.
Like, it's not what you think. It's not like we hooked up or anything. Like, I caught him cheating on a test.
Oh.
And so? I brought it to the professor and got him, like, failed out of the class. And
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
So you're not calling him back because you're still upset about him cheating?
Yeah.
No, I just feel so awkward.
You ended his college career, so you feel
that
guilty.
No, it was just one class. You're not kicked out of college for that.
No, but he did get suspended. Like, that's a big deal.
So you snitched.
So why do you feel bad?
My thought here is, if you remembered him after all this, why wouldn't you at least call him back or text him back to tell him that?
I don't know. I just don't want to, like, deal. Like, oh, my God, that's so uncomfortable.
Yeah,
like, just like, hey, remember that horrible thing that happened to you? Like, I was in charge of that.
I initiated it.
Yeah.
Well, he initiated it. Let's remember. He's the one that cheated.
He is cheating. That's true. Yeah.
Well, just to be clear, the reason is not because he's a cheater. It's because you feel uncomfortable revealing that you were the one that caught him.
I mean, I didn't even think about him being a cheater. I just, like, figured it was awkward. But yeah, you're right. Maybe he's that type of person. I don't know.
Well, no, I'm not trying to plant that in. I'm just,
what are you doing, Jeffrey?
I was trying to get clarification. But
just tell her.
Yeah, we need to just tell you that Daniel is not a cheater, and he's actually on the other line listening right now.
He's sneaky, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you guys for planning that in her mind, first of all.
No, that was my bad.
Daniel,
I'm sorry. I was trying to get clarification.
So now he knows. He heard it all.
Oh.
Yeah.
Funny, right, Daniel?
Oh, God. Okay. Well, hi.
Hey. Hi.
Sorry.
Yeah, you know, it's not every day you get to meet your own stool pigeon. That's it. That's a big deal for me.
Sounds like an insult, but I don't know what that means.
A stool pigeon is like a term that they used to use in the mob when someone would snitch on somebody, like a rat.
Okay.
I guess you have to be a criminal. You have to have a criminal mind to understand what it is.
Now you're evading taxes, or what are you doing now?
We're straying away.
Let's get off the crime talk and back onto the relationship that you guys were starting to form.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed for sure.
Oh. Okay.
I'll let you know that they let me retake the course, and I took like a no pass, which I guess is less bad than a fail.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean,
NP saves everything.
Yeah.
You are kind of putting all of that on her, though. Were you cheating on that test or not?
Yeah, I was definitely cheating on that test.
Yeah. So she shouldn't feel bad, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, it's about to say, like,
in a way, you saved me. I never cheated on a test ever again.
Hey, she's been improving you as a man for a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
How does that make you feel, Harper?
This is so awkward. I don't know. I'm glad that you learned your lesson. I don't know.
So that's interesting, though. But, like, he's not upset or mad or anything. He's also embarrassed by it, Harper. You guys are experiencing the same thing right now.
I guess. I feel so weird. I'm so sorry. This is not weird.
Well, let's take all this awkwardness, ball it up, and move it to the side. We have all the awkwardness out of the way. Now let's
how it works, too?
Yeah.
Now, pure chemistry.
Just snap the fingers, boom, awkward, gone.
Okay.
Smooth sailing from here on out.
So, Daniel, go ahead, start again. Where do I know you from?
That is not the question we want to leave.
College or something?
We're gonna be here for a while.
Jeffrey.
Some sort of party?
No, it was a joke. Don't answer.
I remember you. You narked on me in college.
No, Daniel, you said you're the hot TA from that class I took.
Yeah, you're that snitch I hate.
Yeah. This is why I didn't text you back.
Oh, my God.
No, this is better than the text back.
It's actually pretty cute.
Yeah. And we could keep this good energy rolling into a second date of like a real meetup where you guys can create all new memories for yourself. We would pay for that date.
College cafeteria date.
But it's up to you, Harper. You get to say yes or no to this.
I mean, if you like the guy to go to a bar enough after he peppered you with questions for 20 minutes, you have to give him another chance.
Or she just really needed a free drink.
True, and with like airplane hair. You're right. You're right.
That's true.
Brooke, what do you think, Harper?
I mean, Daniel, if you're... I don't know, cool with like moving past it or whatever. I did have fun with you. Like, you're cute. You're funny.
Yeah, I am well beyond it. That was not the peak or the bottom of my life. So I would love to go on another date.
his life got worse later. So
His last girlfriend made out with many, many people.
Don't worry, they're still friends.
Yeah.
He doesn't know that.
I can tell you definitively I'm not a cheater. So
Okay. So you guys are going out officially and we're paying for it. Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, thanks.
All right.
This feels a lot better than the last time he called in.
Yeah, it does.
Cheating in college may not have helped him academically, but romantically, years later, it's finally paying off.
That's a really good point.
Cheating works, everyone.
Yeah, that's not the message.
And Jeffrey in the morning.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Well, another successful second date for Daniel.
I mean, another one. I'd say a more successful second date for Daniel.
Yeah, but wait until the update when Daniel tells us he caught this girl making up with the college mascot.
Oh, boy.
I mean, if they don't have a human face, does it count?
Yeah. It's not really cheating if you're just making up with the mascot head.
Is he just the most cheat-onable person ever?
It's possible. I think they're really cute. I think this could actually work out.
Yeah, I mean, they have a history already. They have a fun how you met story.
Totally.
They're all set up for success here.
I mean, it would be a great wedding reception story. And then the radio is involved. You don't think so?
Yeah.
She's the reason I didn't. Well, I guess he didn't get kicked out of college. He did.
It all worked out, man.
Your mom almost failed me.
Yeah. Right. It could be cute, and you could be our next cute couple that we set up on our show. All you got to do is email us first. We'll call that person who's not calling you back. Go check out all of our second date updates, including that last one with Daniel, wherever you get your podcast, at Brooke and Jeffrey.